This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Monday, USDA published the latest quarterly hogs and pigs report. Based on the numbers from the quarterly report, hog producers are maintaining balance between production and demand. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. It is a time to carefully reflect on what went right on the farm in 2024, and what can be done to make improvements for the next growing season. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says that margins improved for hog producers in 2024.
First of all, relatively lower feed costs have helped producers as the price of corn and soybean meal has been relatively lower, and that's helped returns through much of 2024, and that's likely going to continue into 2025.
Demand for pork products is also rising, says McConnell.
Both in terms of export growth, as well as strong prices and strong values feeding the domestic market as well.
USDA reports that hog prices are currently 18% higher than at this time a year ago. McConnell provides some key numbers from the USDA Hogs and Pigs Report.
According to the Hogs and Pigs Report, on December 1st, all hogs and pigs were counted at 75.8 million head, about 1% higher than last year. The breeding herd was about level as it was last year, about 6 million head. And the market hogs were at 69.8 million head, about 1% higher than last year. The pig crop from during September to November of 2024 was at 35.2 million head. That was 2% higher than a year ago. The key thing here, there was sows farrowed between September and November was at just under 3 million farrowings for the quarter, which is about level to a year ago. But the pigs per litter was 11.92 pigs per litter, which was 2% higher than a year ago, and that was a record high.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.